Speaking of members of Congress keeping their assets on ice, a new poll released today shows that Congressman William Jefferson is in a dogfight in his bid for re-election. Jefferson is the Louisiana Democrat whose home and office were searched last year by the FBI as part of a bribery investigation. Investigators say that they found $90,000 in his freezer. The congressman himself has not been charged, although a former aide and a business associate have pled guilty to bribery charges. Still, as NPR's Martin Costi reports from New Orleans, Jefferson still hopes to get reelected.
Congressman Jefferson doesn't smile easily, though that may have something to do with the theme of his stump speech this year.
I am, in fact, an innocent person.
The absence of the usual politician's grin may also have something to do with the fact that he's facing 12 challengers, a novel experience for an 8-term incumbent who usually sails to re-election. He calls them opportunists. And at this public housing complex near downtown New Orleans, he tells a poor, predominantly black audience not to let the media dictate their choice for Congress.
It's not up to the Picayune or to some reporter somewhere. It's up to you. They never have elected me anyway. You always have. You always have.
It's as if forces, and I hate to use that term, but forces want him out.
Nadine Hillard says the freezer money incident won't change her vote, especially since Jefferson has yet to be charged with anything. And she says she can't stand the way outsiders look down their noses at New Orleans politicians.
I think the difference between our corruption and other people's corruption is that our corruption is straightforward.
But corruption is no laughing matter for voters such as Ruth Bankston.
I voted for him, but it's embarrassing to Louisiana. And especially if we re-elect him, what kind of message is that going to say?
Bankston, a white resident of an upper-middle-class neighborhood on New Orleans' West Bank, says corruption is especially repulsive to her in this post-Katrina era, as people dream of rebuilding the city better than it was.
3717, 3709. All right.
Her disgust lifts the hopes of Joe Levine, who power walks door-to-door canvassing for fed-up voters. Levine, a Republican, is one of the 13 candidates on the November 7th ballot. Under Louisiana law, this is just the first round, meant to pare things down to the top two vote-getters, regardless of party. This district almost always goes Democratic, but that's not quite as certain this year, with a couple hundred thousand residents who still haven't returned to the city. Levine believes Katrina has upended the old political conventional wisdom, and he says the storm also shook up voter complacency.
I was very upset with myself. I took the same laissez-faire attitude that a lot of people here in New Orleans have, and that is, you know, the corruption is so entrenched, there's nothing you could do about it. Hey, let's go get a cup of gumbo and a beer. And I said, I'm not going to be that guy any longer. I'm not going to be a part of the problem.
Because of Louisiana's voting system, the real battle right now is to make the number two spot in the runoff against Jefferson. And the one most likely to be in that number is another Democrat, Karen Carter, here pressing the flesh at an event outside the Superdome.
How you doing? I'm doing.
Yeah, your dad. How you doing?
Carter, also African American, has a traditional New Orleans political machine behind her, as well as the endorsement of the state Democratic Party. Unlike the Republicans in this race, Carter can't quite bring herself to say corruption is a problem in New Orleans politics.
There is a national image and perception problem that we have in this region, and it can change.
But image aside, does New Orleans have a corruption problem? Carter smiles and repeats herself.
I think that the people on November the 7th have an opportunity to change the perception of the way the nation sees us.
The race for Jefferson's seat has ostensibly become a referendum on reform. But the question is, are the people who've come back to rebuild the city looking for a complete break with political tradition? Martin Costi, NPR News, New Orleans.